I think the beauty of that win was that it was state footy played really tough from both teams, and we didn't start well, and to see our boys adjust a few things and play in more of a manner that's reflective of South Australia and get the result, it's bloody satisfying, and looking forward to talking to the players about it, because yeah, there's enough there to win a game. I think there's more improvement in this group for the next game, but to win that way, I thought it was really satisfying.
Because you were put under real pressure in that first quarter. Their run through the corridor was fantastic. Then you sort of got the game back on the terms after that.
Exactly what happened. Yeah, we thought we were fumbly, we slipped over, they hit us up pretty hard. All those things were really challenging. And then when we made some embrace of that, it was going to be the level of intensity of the game. And from there, the game started looking more like a South Australian game, and thought we were pretty dangerous forward of the ball. And I thought our back line was excellent. The herd, Max Proud and Josh Ryan did a terrific job on their tools and saved us a lot of times from run of the pump.
And nice to return a state of origin for SA versus VFL. Great to get the win.
Yeah, it really is. Like, they had some challenges trying to pull their team together at the last, probably only a couple of days. They probably got to know each other and still learning about who the best players are in the comp. But there's a lot of challenge there today, and I thought, we just spoke before, there's a lot of coaching had to happen during the game, which sometimes state level you can't, or it's harder to. But yeah, we're really pleased with how we adjusted to what the challenges were. And yeah, I liked how our guys just hung in. We never felt like the game was getting away from us, but we hung in and started to, they followed instructions really well, and I was very satisfied.
Is that what the message was at quarter time, just to hang in there and just
turn? Yeah, I thought there needed to be a little spike around the ball. I think contest might have been minus 10 at the quarter, and it was noticeable. If we fumbled, they picked it up. So there was a contest win to them, and it put us under a bit of pressure. So clearance and contest had a big influence on the game. But yeah, once we tightened up around that, it was probably equal for the rest of the day. And yeah, I thought we were okay with, we didn't mark it, it stayed in our forward line as well, which wasn't prevalent in the first quarter and a half.
It was pretty indicative that the guy that won the Force Williams medal was probably our best in the first quarter when we were under siege.
No, spot on, Zach. Probably best four quarter player was Jess McLennan, and some other guys had some really good games. But yeah, when whips were cracking, I thought Proud and McLennan in particular stood up at the start when he was right on the pump, and Ryan and Hurd. But yeah, worthy winner. He's a good player.
Yeah. Riley Knight.
Not sure.
Ankle,
though.
Ankle.
Yeah.
Leg, foot.
Yeah. But really tough effort for the midfield to counter that being one.
Yeah, and this is why we picked a team that goes pretty deep in the midfield. And so Grant and Lowe end up going through there, and Snelling, and Matty Allen, Harrison Wigg. So there was some depth there. And Corey Lyons, I thought, did a really good job when he came in the midfield. So really satisfying the mids got done with Harry Boyd and Carl Finlay in the ruck.
Yeah.